The 48th verse of the Tao Te Ching. Quote, learning consists of daily accumulating. The practice of the Tao consists of daily diminishing, decreasing and decreasing until doing nothing. When nothing is done, nothing is left undone. True mastery can be gained by letting things go their own way. It cannot be gained by interfering. Unquote. Living by decreasing. We live in a society that seems to say, the more you amass, the more value you possess as a human being. Here, in the 48th verse of the Tao Te Ching, you're asked to change the way you look at this notion. Rather than validating yourself by acquiring more, you can reverse this embedded idea of increasing as the criteria for mastering life. The benefit of living by decreasing is seeing your world in a different light, one in which, believe it or not, you'll experience a greater sense of completeness. Throughout the years of your formal schooling, you are encouraged to accumulate more of everything being made available to you. More mathematical formulas, more rules of grammar, more knowledge of ancient and modern history, more information about the human body, more information about the inner and the outer galaxies, or about religion or chemical compounds and so forth and on and on. You amassed a series of transcripts, diplomas, and degrees that summarized your voyage of collecting, gathering, and hoarding evidence of your learning. Lao Tzu suggests re-examining this legacy, for then you can base your level of success on something that appears to be the exact opposite of what you've pursued so far. The Tao asks you to release the external indicators and symbols of your educational status. While learning is about accumulating information and knowledge, the Tao is about wisdom, which involves letting go of information and knowledge and living in harmony with your source. In order to enliven your experience of the Tao and live by its principles, you're being asked to practice decreasing your reliance upon things. As I've already mentioned in these pages, everything that you add to your life brings with it an element of imprisonment. Your stuff requires you to insure it and protect it from potential thieves or natural disasters. Furthermore, you need to polish, paint, clean, store, and pack it, as well as move it from place to place. There's infinite wisdom in the ideas that Lao Tzu outlines in this verse of the Tao Te Ching, especially in his view that true mastery can only be gained by freeing yourself of attachments to things and, in fact, downsizing what you already have. When you seriously think about this idea and change the way you look at accumulation, you'll realize that you can never truly own anything. Native Americans once had no term for owning land. Today, the modern individual's purchase of a piece of property involves an endless cascade of legal maneuvers, including title searches and liens and attorney's fees and mortgages and tax stamps and so on. We've created gargantuan hurdles for the purchase and ownership of a piece of land that we only really occupy temporarily. Lao Tzu urges you to think of yourself as a guest here rather than a proprietor. Cease interfering with the natural world by doing as much as you can to decrease your impact on the environment.